with Zadie Costa.
Take them home, Miss Ann Goodlin. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
Miss Ann Goodlin gets it right every week because she knows the Zydeco Stomp It's Where It's At and Where It Is. It's KRVS. I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues and old school R&B right here on listener-supported public radio, KRVS 88.7 FM, and online worldwide at krvs.org. And as always, now's the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass of Strawberry Hill or whatever your favorite beverage is. And that's the big cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling.
Get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air. Oh, pound for pound, he's the best accordion player around. Jeffrey Broussard. Throwing down with Alonzo Lafayette. On KRVS. This is Zydeco Stomp, y'all. On a Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. Jeffrey with his version of Woke Up This Morning. And before that, it wasn't the Alonzo Lafayette. Got my songs mixed up. The Lacassine Special done on Anglais. Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. And I think Jeffrey was scheduled to play this morning at the Zydeco Breakfast at Café des Amis in Brobridge. So I know he had the place rocking. And we're going to have it rocking this afternoon. Herman Fuselier here with you. You and me till 3. The best of Zydeco blues and old school R&B. You know how we do it every Saturday afternoon on listener-supported public radio, KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide at krvs.org. Thanks so much for joining me for the program. And I want to say thank you to everybody. A couple of days ago, I celebrated a birthday, May 23rd. Had so many birthday wishes and on Facebook and emails and cards. And just want to thank everybody for making that day special for me. Had a good birthday, and the years are flying by. I don't know where they're going, but good thing I'm still here to talk about them. And I'm still here with you to jam on this Saturday afternoon, so let me say thank you. Come on, Sam and Dave.
I want everybody to get up off your seat.
Yeah.
And get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I have to
Hi, this is the Zydeco boss, Keith Frank, and you're locked into the Zydeco Stomp with my man Herman Fuselier on 88.7 KRVS. Here it is. I'm playing another one that my father did back in 1983. Hey, you ride along with Mr. Classy Balloon. Let's simply call me Mel, y'all.
Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band.
If you're feeling all right tonight, let me say yo!
Oh yeah, we're feeling good on a Saturday afternoon. Recorded live at Slim's Waikiki in my hometown of Opelousas. Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band with a song made famous by his dad along with Classy Baloo, something called Mamel, y'all. And it was a pleasure to welcome to the KRVS studios, Dustin Cravens. Dustin, you ever been to Slim's Waikiki?
Once or twice. I cut a rug in there a couple of times.
One of my all-time memories of Slim's, your dad was there that night, and me and Todd mm-hmm. Artigo and our wives, it was Boozoo and Gino. And I wish Hollywood's director could have been there because it was like a movie
right.
set. The whole place was just jumping. People
right.
were having a good time.
That's awesome.
It was just a classic night.
There have been so many in that
yeah.
historical place, too.
That's right.
One of the last standing Zydeco Roadhouses out there. You know, dance halls there, out there. So
true.
Hats off to the family over there. They do a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah. The Grattan is definitely part of the ABC's of Zydeco,
right.
like I like to talk about.
That's right.
As is is the Cravens family, as the Cravens always been promoting Zydeco on radio and TV, and with the big event coming up, as always, the Zydeco Extravaganza.
That's right. We're excited about it. I'm sure you can kind of hear the tiredness or the exhaustion in my voice.
I wonder why.
Yeah, but we still, it's not gonna kill my spirit, man. We're just really, really excited about the event. All the ducks are in a row, and we've dotted our I's and crossed our T's, and now it's just time to sit back and relax, as my dad would say, and pour myself a cup of coffee and watch the folks come on down on tomorrow and pass themselves a good time like they do and like they have for over 27 years. And this year will be no different.
Yeah, 27 years. Oh, that's been a long time. But tomorrow, Evangeline Downs Racetrack and Casino.
That's right.
Who can people see? And then two stages, too.
Two stages, indoor and outdoors. So if you get a little warm, you can go inside, and if you get a little cold, you can walk back outside. So we got you covered, and of course we have 10 of the baddest bands to ever do it, and of course headlining the show again this year is Keith Frank, along with Chris Ardwin, New Step, Gino Delafosse is going to be there as well, Curly Taylor's going to be there. Who else we got? We got so many of them. Brian Jack's going to be there.
Same old, from Houston.
Yeah, that's right. Same old two-step, Double Trouble, Rusty Matoir, just a host of Leon Chavis is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
He did a wonderful article on him,
Thank you, Herman.
And our hats off to you on that beautiful and well-written article, man.
Appreciate that. Thank
so he's going to be there as well. So Cupid's going to be doing his thing. So we just got a little bit of everything. We got all the different brands of Zydeco there, from piano notes to single rows to line dances and shuffles and, you know, all that stuff. We got everything covered, all under one roof tomorrow.
Now, the Double Trouble Zydeco, did they ever record anything? Because the first time I saw them, I think, was last year at Extravaganza.
I think they're actually in the studio now.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but I know they had worked on a couple songs. They brought them to me to give my opinion, and it were pretty good. They really were good. So
now for people that don't know, explain who Double Trouble is.
Double Trouble, Benjamin and Bervic Guillory. They're twin brothers, and they actually play accordion at the same time on stage. So it's pretty cool to watch. You know, it's something I've never seen it prior to that. You know, where two accordions are on stage performing at the same time for a whole set.
Yeah.
And so it is very entertaining. They are quite the young showmen. So.
Yeah. Well, everybody gets a little something,
That's right.
Zydeco Extravaganza.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to have great food there. You know, we great people, beautiful people to look at. ladies and fellas, y'all wear your shades. That way you don't get yourself in trouble if you look a little too long.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, we're going to have plenty to eat, plenty to drink. We just want folks to come on out and have a good time in a safe, friendly family environment.
Yes, indeed. Always a good time. Always look forward to Zydeco Extravaganza. And you brought a little CD for us to check out today.
That's right. We do the Zydeco Extravaganza mixtape, which is basically a compilation of the artists who are performing. And we kind of put our little spin on it. I'm talking a little foolishness and having a good time on the on a few of the records. And then also we have Dobie D, who's a legendary DJ, the hip-hop DJ in the local community who traveled the world with some of the biggest rap artists there, you know, that in the history of rap.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of put his spin on a few old Zydeco standards and a few of the artists' new music. And so it's just a really, really cool CD. It's kind of something just to get the party jumping, you know. And the only place you can get it is at Zydeco Extravaganza. We don't sell them anywhere else. So if you want a copy of it, you got to come and see us tomorrow.
All right. So you hear it now. Who are we going to hear? Chris a little bit
this
on this
is,
one?
This is Chris Ardwin. He calls this one Watch Me Do It.
All right.
Hey, little man. They got haters all over. They've been haters and always will be haters. You just got to brush it off. Because deep down, them haters really want to be you. And they want what you got. You gotta look him in the eye and say, since you wanna beat me so bad, just watch me do it. Watch how I do it, you hear? Yeah.
Chris Arduin new step on that one. Dustin, he said, watch me do it, and he can do it.
Oh, he can definitely do it. There are very few accordion players out there that can pull like the young man Chris. You know, a lot of times the older folks may not realize that because of the kind of music that he's been performing as of late. But I think you can vouch for him, Herman. That's bad boy
He definitely is. But, I mean, he's an Arduin. For, what, 80 years we've had an Arduin playing Creole, right. Zydeco music.
Right.
So
that's
in the blood. It goes way back with that family.
A lot of folks don't realize Chris plays a piano note as well.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and he's not bad from what I understand.
And I know one of his influences is Sam Cooke because one of his CDs he does, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Yep.
Does a real good job
He does. And so, yeah, you know, a lot of Chris Arduin fans out there, and we definitely want to make sure that they get there tomorrow to see Chris perform live because he's going to set that stage on fire at Zydeco Extravaganza. I guarantee you that.
And always the amateur accordion contest.
That's right. Looking forward to that. It's going to be around 2 o'clock, I think, on tomorrow. So if you think you can play, we ask that you come on down and show us your stuff. If you don't have an accordion, that's okay, too. It's a Creole homecoming, so everybody there is, you know, in the right spirit, and they're going to be gracious enough to let you use a box, and you get up there and do your thing. You know, I'm thinking I might play this.
Uh-oh,
year.
Look out now.
You know, I'm just showing them a little something. I know you dabble on it
Huh? Like I tell people, I play, but not in public, so it's kind of one of those home
things. Well, what we can do, man, maybe we'll set up a sheet, and you can stand behind the sheet.
Stand behind the sheet and play. we'll see how that works out. But while we're talking about that, you and I had talked before, we got to give credit to the young man, you can tell me his name, but he comes every year.
Vincent Cole. My man.
He doesn't win, but, I mean, every year he's back trying again.
Man.
He doesn't give up. He's definitely got spirit.
That's right. He's got a lot of heart, man.
Yes, indeed.
And he's just a real, real pleasant guy. And I really, really do enjoy Vincent every year, and he's always gracious enough to let me have a little fun with him up there on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And the audience loves it, man, and he loves it, and we love it, too. So it's just all in good fun. And Vincent, I talked to him a few weeks back, and he said he has something special in store. So he's got a new game plan.
This might be the year of Vincent Cole.
The breakout year.
Always making history at Zydeco Extravaganza, so it could be that, too. And speaking of surprises and making history, Keith Frank, what's up his sleeve this year?
Well,
always something.
You know Keith has some big plans this year. He's come in on a helicopter. He's come in a chariot. He came in a spaceship one year.
I missed that year.
And that was quite an experience. And and it's funny, little known secret about Keith Frank, he's terrified of heights.
Real?
Oh, my goodness.
That'd have been rough for him.
Yeah, and so he comes in on this big crane that dropped him in this spaceship once, and then the helicopter thing. I'm like, dude, to say you're afraid of heights, all of your ideas are coming out the sky. But this year, my only hint is he's not coming out of the sky, but it is going to be something to remember, and folks are really, really going to enjoy his performance.
Now, I think last year was dressed up as all of the pop and soul stars like Prince and Michael Jackson.
That's correct.
Which is pretty cool.
And they did that. And he also had, last year, he was on the roof. And then he kind of, you know, it was kind of like this little magic trick he tried to do. And so that was pretty cool. And so this year we're going to do something that I think is going to get people really excited. They'll be talking about it at the barbecue on Monday.
It's always a good time. Zydeco Extravaganza tomorrow. You start at noon?
We start at noon, and we go until, and then and it's just going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. Come on out. Bring the whole family, and we're looking forward to it.
Good deal. The ticket's still available.
You got to get them at the door now.
Okay.
So on tomorrow, you can come by, and they'll put a wristband on you, and you'll be ready to go.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Indeed. Well, Dustin, thanks so much, as always, for coming
on
the program. And as I always ask you for a quick State of the Union address, how is Zydeco music these days?
Zydeco is great, man. I look at a lot of these young men who are coming out now. Rusty Matoir is really, really a breath of fresh air for me.
I like his music.
He's got a good music. He's got a great attitude. And he's just a good kid. And I just want to tip my hat to Rusty if he's out there in Lake Charles listening. He's doing a great job. I heard Wayne Singleton's brand new album that he's working on.
Got to bring it to us, Lil Wayne. We don't have
very,
it.
Very, very good.
Okay.
And I got to commend him on his job that he's doing. Curly Taylor's working on some new music. He's going to be in the studio in the next week or so. He and I went to Beaumont this week to do some promotional stuff. And his new stuff is really good.
Yeah, okay.
It reminds me of that first album
kind of
stuff.
That
it's
was
just
good.
Really fresh, unique sound. It doesn't sound like anybody else right now.
Yeah.
And it's just really good stuff. And
let's give props to his better half, Rachel. She had some medical challenges, but she's back on the scene.
She's up
and
she's
well.
Kicking, and her spirit is just phenomenal.
Yes,
and it's inspirational, honestly.
Yeah.
And so it's just so many of these young guys, and of course Keith and Chris are always in the studio working on new stuff. And so it just really feels good to see them all just creating music and keeping this tradition alive. And they're doing a wonderful job with it. We talk about it all the time. Some of them go a little right, and they get a little extreme with some of the you know, chances, I guess you can call them, that they take with the music. But for the most part, I think a lot of them try to stay in the middle of the road and give you a little bit of the traditional as well as some of the new contemporary stuff. And that's what it's going to take to keep growing the music.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think overall that the balance is there, and they, for the most part, do understand the cultural significance of this music and its impact that it has on not only the people here but across the world. So I'm proud of the guys, and that's one of the parts I enjoy most about Extravaganza, is the fact that we all get to gather at least for one day under the same roof and kind of fellowship and just watch those guys have a good time with each other and put aside all of the little competitiveness that they have throughout the year. And it's just a good time, you know.
Yeah,
they all working together, having a good time, and I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. And it's hard to believe not too long ago they're calling Zydeco old folks music.
That's right. And today is just the opposite.
Yeah, it's hard to find somebody middle-aged playing
Zydeco. That's correct. That's correct. And you know, that's one of the concerns, is that, you know, we don't want it to become too much of a pop music.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's kind of been, you know, a concern for me in the past few years. But I see that trend is starting to fade, where, you know, they were making these basically R&B records that had an accordion in them.
Mm-hmm,
and so I'm starting to see that fade. I'm starting to see the accordions leading in more songs than we were in the past. A little less keyboard and all of the extras. And so, you know, I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. But I think they just needed to find the balance and work it out.
Yeah.
And now that they've got those young folks listening, they can give them the real stuff.
Hey, there you go. I always say that, you know, artists have to do what's in their heart, what they feel. But just don't forget where it comes from. Don't forget the culture you represent.
Exactly.
It wasn't made for you to get on stage and make all these different claims.
Right.
You're representing a lot of people, a lot of tradition and culture there.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
So you got a website, Dust?
www.zydecoextra, and you can go and get all the information you need there. If you want a list of the band schedule and times and stuff, that's going to be up there as well. And so you can get everything you need, one-stop shop right there, zydecoextra.com.
Thank you so much, Dustin.
Thank
Zydeco Extravaganza tomorrow. We have another one queued up on the mixtape. This is number 4, maybe Leon Chavis.
I think that's going to be Keith Frank.
Let's play a little bit so you can recognize it.
Yep, that's Keith Frank. It's going to be
Keith
Frank.
All the baddest accordions on earth. The biggest names in Zydeco. Great food. And them beautiful Creole people from around the world. Nothing else like it, man. It's only one. Zydeco Extravaganza. We legendary for a reason, man. I had somebody ask me, is there anything else like it anywhere in the world? I say Moscone Pie, but I don't think so. Best thing ever, too. Tell him about it, Keith.
Come on, baby, do it one more time. Come on, baby, make up your mind.
trying to be us, man. But you ain't built for this. A tricycle to a tractor. But it's all good, man. We all need somebody to look up to. It might as well be us.
Some of y'all can understand. Somebody been watching you, trying to be like you. Let's go. Oh yeah, yeah. You've been watching me, trying to be like me. You've been watching me, yeah, trying to be like me. Still trying to take my music and don't really.
Got anything to eat?
Son, don't you go in that pot. You know your daddy ain't ate yet.
Oh, man.
só. Vá atropelar pro vagão mó só. Vá trapezuzir pro vagão mó só. Vá trapezuzir pro vagão mó só. Bring it back.
Wants is a little taste, but don't go in that pot, Rusty Matoy. That's Rusty Matoy and Zydeco Crush from Lake Charles, Louisiana, from his debut CD, came out a few months ago. Take My Hand, something called Don't Go in That Pot. Even his mama on that recording. Good stuff from Rusty Matoy. Don't forget, he'll be part of that lineup. Zydeco Extravaganza tomorrow, Evangeline Downs Racetrack and Casino in Opelousas. And thanks one more time. Always good to visit with Dustin Cravens. You can see Dustin tomorrow in Opelousas. As we continue with more music on the Zydeco Stomp, as I mentioned earlier, I want to thank everybody for all the great birthday wishes this week. I even got a birthday wish from the white Aretha Franklin, the one and only Charlene Howard, with a voice like no other. From her Soul Revelation CD, Charlene says, "Send me someone to love." Oh, sing it, Charlene, on the Zydeco Stomp.
Oh, send me someone to love.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm begging you to hear my plea. I've had enough of being alone. I want someone to call my own. Don't want no one night stand. No temporary romance. No, I don't. I want someone who will stay. Someone to love that won't walk away. I've had my share of heartaches, and I've been lied to so many times. Is there someone out there who has a heart that cares? Someone who really knows what love.
Too, I guarantee. Don't forget Saturday coming, we're gonna be at Miss Slim Waikiki.
We'll be right back. You took my